I just want to talk about the purpose of the action day, or why you're moving forward with this, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we hope to keep the team in Seattle. That's the bottom line, is the team belongs here. It's part of a legacy in Seattle, our first professional sports team that we have. And there's a lot of tradition behind the Sonics. And so I think you lose it if you go to Oklahoma. Plus the fact is, my concern is he'll go down to Oklahoma and he'll find he's not going to make the money that he would thought he was going to make. And this club is going to keep moving around and the whole legacy of the Sonics will be gone. And for somebody like myself who's followed the club since the beginning, that to me is totally beyond comprehension. Because it's like, I've been here when there was nobody at the Coliseum. When I first started, I'd go in there and be 2,000 or 3,000 fans in there. And, you know, people wouldn't go to the games, but I would. And it's like, I've been going since that time, through the good times and the bad times. And it's just part of Seattle, and it was our first professional sports team. And I really question the fact if we would ever got any other professional sports, if it hadn't been for the fact that we had the Sonics here.
With this being the first major sports franchise, so you obviously want to keep this here in Seattle.
Right, yeah. She's amazing. And so it's just, that's all it is. I just want my team here. I want what Mariner fans have and what Seahawks fans. They have the right to go see their team. I want to see my team. My team is... These are the two teams that won the championships, the Storm and the Sonics. And I want to be able to see Gary Payton's never retired, you know, at some point in time. Because, you know, these are the players that I followed and I watched. And I've been here through the good and the bad. And I don't think he's going to get a better deal down in Oklahoma City. I really don't think it's going to work for him.
You think this is the place for
this is the place to be. This is the market, and all we have to have is a winning team. And I think with Kevin Durant and Jeff Green and the players that we've got in place now, I think there's a new opportunity for people, for a new start with the franchise and a new beginning, you know, so to speak. And it's a lot of excitement. I'm excited. I'm, you know, ready to go. 2 weeks, the season starts, you know, preseason. I'm excited. I'm looking at the opportunity of the excitement of this club. And this is where it needs to be. This is where he's going to make his money.
How do you feel about the timing of the whole thing with it coming on media day? And
well, there's probably never going to be a right time, you know. And this is the way we can get our point across, is that there's people serious about this club. And I think people have taken... kind of like the thought that maybe it's a done deal, it's gone. Well, that's what we're trying to show, that it's not a done deal. You know, we're going to hold him to his lease, and hopefully in that time, something will work out that we will get what we need to have here in Seattle. I mean, Kirina does need some upgrades, but it's like we don't need to spend $500 million on a new arena. You know, we can make Kirina better. And it is acceptable. He can't guarantee us that we're going to get hockey. He wants this multi, you know, purpose arena, but he can't guarantee he's going to get us hockey or anything else in here. So we're going to spend $500 million. There's no guarantee he's going to keep the club here. We spend $500 million. He may not commit to Seattle anyway. So why should the people spend $500 million? Let's see what you have to offer us. And he's not put his money down. He doesn't want to pay for any of this. So, I mean, there's people that like basketball, and I think people just stay in the background and don't want to say anything because they take for given that they're going to be gone. And I'm looking at sports reporters, and it's like, what are you going to do in the winter when you don't have basketball? What are you going to cover? I mean, let's be honest, we don't have anything else during the winter to cover other than the Seahawks, so that's once a week. So what I'm saying is that it gives you sports reporters and jobs, too.
Thanks, Carol. I appreciate it.